Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Steve Heitner's last day with us.
Oh, this will sting initially.
Will you accept this grief?
Will you accept this grief?
Will you accept this grief into your bachelor podcast?
Not my natural voice, but the rest is real.
Will you accept this rose into your world? Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose podcast. My name is Arda Marie, and I'm doing a very special and unique podcast today. I am in Little Compton, Rhode Island, home of Little Compton Real Estate for all of your summer rental needs. And I am walking with the one and only. You might know him from horrifying every millennial in San Francisco. You might also know him from his work on the Seinfeld program. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Heitner.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my God.
You know, Arden, I may have made some mistakes in San Francisco, and what man hasn't? But I will say this: is a very special moment. I cannot ignore what's to my right, and they say you're not supposed to look into the eclipse. But if I look into my right, I'm looking into the eyes of your mother.
Yeah, Jenna Marie.
Jenna Marie.
Mittens Marine with us, but Mittens Stephen, I understand you are deathly allergic to cats.
Yeah, yes, you just understand that now.
Janet, first of all, thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Anytime.
How do you feel about the fact that you are in your den with your predator?
Yeah, let me tell you, and gentlemen, I know you understand, it's so easy to flirt from afar.
Yeah.
But now that the pound cake of my desire is right in front of me.
What was she? So we wined you and dined you. Let's just cut to the chase. Let's just be, as you know, this has been it's the only podcast on the internet that deals with both The Bachelor and grief this summer.
Yeah.
We do things a little differently. Most people, Stephen is here, and we thought we were kidding when we said we actually have hired Steve as our clergy. Tomorrow we are honoring the great Willie Marine.
Yes, we are.
And he adored you, and it is.
And I him. And
he's speaking at his funeral, and we're having the memorial. And he loved you, and we are. And this was his den, and this is where he watched television.
And as we do, Will You Accept This Rose? Here I sit here, wowed by his bride.
How about Janet Marine? Janet Marine. This is Swedish and Norwegian tradition, the night before a family, big event in a family.
To do a podcast.
To do a Bachelor in Paradise podcast.
And we also always throw in a complete solar eclipse.
Oh my God.
And right. Trump looked at it. And Trump looked at it.
Right. Well, no, he leads the nation. He leads the nation.
Janet Marine, how do you feel having this man that's been courting you from afar in your den?
Please speak honestly.
I'm speechless. I am speechless having Steve Heitner here.
Heitner.
It's not Hitler.
Are you sure?
We looked it up. We did the genetic testing.
Yes,
it's not
because
Hitler.
We all know that my business partner's name is Adolf.
It's Adolf.
Yeah.
It is Adolf.
As in Hitler, but he's not Adolf because he is the nicest
Adolf that there ever was.
That's right. And so the bottom line is that Steve, it's Heitner, right?
Heitner.
Did in fact prove himself to be all man today as he leapt off the beach club.
Thank you.
Cliff diving board
into the ocean.
Yeah.
As though there were any doubt.
Holding his nose all the way down.
Just like you do.
I do.
And he was in a bathing suit with a skirt on it, just like you were.
By the way, my manly nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the best thing is that he didn't even lose his suit on the way up.
That's true.
No, I did not.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of times men will pick their nose.
Yeah.
And I'm not that kind of fella.
Let me ask you a
question. We reached a new low.
So this is your first time in Little Compton, before we get to Bachelor of Paradise.
Uh-huh.
What did you think? What have you thought? Do you feel like you time traveled, Steve?
Yes, exactly how I feel. There's a main street. By the way, the main street doesn't have a light.
No lights.
Yeah, you know, they say, this is a one traffic light town. This is a no traffic light town. There's no traffic light.
You saw a Little Compton real estate, home of all your summer rental needs. What did you think of her office?
Well, as soon as I realized that my name was so reminiscent of Hitler and that she was a partner with a man named Adolf, I saw a crack in the window.
You said you were it. Now, you got a little alarmed. We took you out as the family clergy. We took you out for a steak dinner and a nice martini in honor of Willie, because he loved a martini.
And I did that in honor of him. I had that martini.
And we took you, and you were deathly allergic of cat. Mittens is a popular podcaster for us.
Sure.
And so we went to bring you back to your house to get
my inhaler.
And then...
just to turn you ladies on.
And then I was about to pull away, and then you heard my mother scream what?
She said the exact words were, wait for him.
He's coming back.
We still need him.
We still need him. Basically, we're going to murder you tomorrow at 2 p.m. We still need him. You've been kept. Do you feel a little bit?
I feel in the big picture, it's the plight of all men.
Yeah.
We're kept as long as we're needed.
Yeah, we still need him.
It's nice to be needed.
Because I can see what the options are.
So we brought you back.
Of course it's nice.
There's no cars to get you.
There's no light to wait for. There's no light to make.
No train.
I kept trying to explain to Steve the amount of emails I got from my mother for the last, once we picked you as the clergy, the amount of emails I got of what does Steve want for breakfast, and you were like, you didn't realize there's no grocery stores until Massachusetts.
Right. There's nothing.
Wilbur's General Store for 100 years for all your grocery needs.
You could get rat poison. You can get change for your tires.
By the way, I saw Kasha.
That's right.
I saw that at that. I was like, how much is Kasha at that general store? It's got to be $48.
Bottom line, it's there for you when you need it.
Yeah. But we did. We filled up your fridge. And then
not unlike a good man. Right, ladies?
So then we got you to our home, and you saw the cat. We had to wipe down the sweat area, and you saw the cat's paws, and you're like, not yet, Mittens. We still need him. You'll feed tomorrow.
You'll feed on Heitner tomorrow.
Yeah, we still need him.
You know how cats, if you don't dig cats, they just love you.
There was a paw with a thumb.
Not unlike Christine is with Dean.
Christina, paw?
She's got that.
Paw.
Right.
It's a thumb.
The more Dean says no.
Did you have fun last weekend in San Francisco? Who was your favorite? You loved Kenny the most.
I like Kenny. And, you know, just as a guy, I think he looks a lot leaner.
He was smaller in person.
Yeah, he looks lean. He doesn't look quite as muscly and wrestler-y.
Yeah.
Yeah, wrestlery being a word.
Should we start right in? Let's talk about Ben Z for a second, because he in person is so great. I don't think he comes across as handsome as he is in person.
He's a good-looking man.
And the editor, he clearly pissed off a producer because he's not boring and he's not a dog freak.
They're working this dog thing. Like, that's all editing, right?
Yeah.
And then they even had, what was the girl that just came in late and she was like, how's your dog?
Danielle. So yeah. We should tell you just where we're at right now and the way this podcast is going to work. Jana needs to go to bed because it is a big day tomorrow. And so we are...
I had a drink.
And she had one drink, and she's a lightweight. Yeah. You could say she's a lightweight.
And tomorrow's a big day.
And I have a, and I don't get my, like, one thumble of wine, and I'm shit-faced from nowhere. I didn't inherit Willie's ability to drink. I got the Olsen side of the drink.
That's right.
So
Olsen's can't drink.
We can't drink. So you had one, what did you have, a Cosmopolitan?
Very weak. A pretty glass with a straw.
And a lot of ice.
A lot.
It was the least cosmopolitan-looking cosmopolitan I've ever seen.
No.
It looked like a lemonade.
You know, it looked like a rosé.
I don't even know. Oh, where were we? So she can't drink. She drove, I don't know.
And she's not going to be here for long.
Oh, yes. Okay, so we've stopped. We haven't started. So we're right now where we're at in the television show, as you're listening. We've only seen up through the rose ceremony. D'Lo's arrived and Dean has accepted the rose.
And we don't know if the president interrupted our listening.
Yeah, we don't know.
Nationwide.
But in LA, they may not, because we're in Rhode Island. So we got interrupted by it for an hour by Trump talking about Pakistan.
He had a speech. No, he was talking about Afghanistan.
Oh, okay. So we didn't watch it. We fast-forwarded through that. Okay, so...
Let's get to the...
Okay, so Benzie in real life. How handsome is Benzie?
Well, talk to you, but if we don't have your mom for long, I don't know if she finds Benzie quite as attractive as we do.
He doesn't look as cute on TV.
It all comes down to Dean.
Let's talk about Dean.
Oh, it's all Dean worship with her.
We love Dean.
And the thing, I know how you feel about the ladies, but for the ladies, how they feel about the men, it's all about Dean.
We love Dean.
No matter what they say or do or how charming or smart or anything, it's all about Dean.
And you thought Adam had no sex appeal.
Zero.
Tell me about your sex appeal reaction with Adam.
There was none.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like
He tried too hard, kind of.
But Raven gave him the rose. Were you surprised?
I was surprised.
Did you think she should give it to Benzie?
I don't really care. All I care about
all
is
she cares about is Dean.
Yeah, let's talk about Dean.
Yeah. He will be the last man standing without any
Should
question.
We rename this, Will You Accept This Dean?
That's correct.
Yeah. Or Dean, will you accept this Janet?
Yeah.
Because he also doesn't care. That's the beauty of Dean.
I want to know about my mom. My mom, so she just started watching, because of the podcast, she just started watching The Bachelor a couple of weeks, like a month or two ago.
Right.
I get this text from her. She's at Bridge on my Instagram account. I hoard out the photos online of me and Dean on Instagram.
Right.
I get this text from her that says, just looked on Instagram, OMG... Dean. And there you have it, ladies. Would you make out?
There's no way you can't pick Dean.
Would you make out with Dean if
he was
here?
In a heartbeat.
You would.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I mean, as the guy, it feels like if a guy does that, it's like, oh, the men are so shallow and visual. And yet you're just sitting here
going,
it's all Dean, nothing matters,
That's
Dean's
right.
eyes, Dean's
and
face.
Did you see me getting grinded by that accountant and the Aztec Tyson? Did you see how much that cheered me up in my grief? It was grind your grief away. Do you see how happy
your
I
grief,
was? I was so
and
happy.
There's no way he's not going to get his a rose
We'll fly in and jetpacks and give him our roses.
You really think that Dean, no matter what, gets
no
a rose?
No matter what, gets a rose every episode.
Anybody. Right.
But if a guy says that about one of the chicks, like the way I feel about Christina, then it's shallow.
Well, we're not saying we're not shallow.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, we're not saying we're not shallow.
That's what I
want
to hear.
No, we all want to make out with Dean.
Okay.
Here is my friend Lori, who was last week in San Francisco.
Yes.
Major lesbian, okay?
Right. Major.
She said that she was like lurking around and she has kids and she was so pissed that she had to go home and relieve the sitter. And then he kept going, Lori, don't go. Why are you leaving, Lori? He filmed a video for her niece. He filmed a video for Stella.
Uh-huh.
And then Lori goes, oh my God, he's like, please stay and hang out, Lori. And Lori's like, am I going to make out with Dean? Like, she was like, she wanted to make out with Dean. Lori wanted to make out with Dean.
She also, you said she has kids, so she has gone across the fence.
They got the eggs and a sperm donor.
Never mind. Love can't be wrong.
Love is not wrong.
So it has nothing to do with being shallow. The bottom line is, we're all shallow.
No, but I think guys get nailed for that. Women say it's like he's adorable.
We haven't nailed you.
We're not worried.
No, not me. I mean, it's always understood. Men in general is like, you're so visual,
Steven.
Right,
Steven.
But you're being visual with Dean.
Absolutely.
You saw me last weekend climbing. This is how I've been grieving: is climbing hot guys in the woods, and I'm like, I'm happy again.
Right, and I think that's a great way to grieve.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that all's good. Like, Dean is a shallow moment.
I wasn't climbing a NASA scientist in the woods to feel better about myself. You know what I mean? Look how happy I was.
Yes, that's fine.
It was like male prostitutes.
Then I'm fine with you. But if we can go to the show.
We haven't called you shallow.
I thought he would. No, not me, Logan. Well, you know I'm shallow. I'm trying to stand up for the rest of men. What I'm saying is, we go to the show. I think Dean does all the right things at just that moment where he seems cool.
No, but he didn't. He let her know before the rose ceremony.
Yes,
he did.
Basically,
I will leave.
And then the other girl, well, I don't know if you want to go in order of the show.
All right. Yeah. Can I also want to shout out, you loved, and you know that we're friends with, and you really like Danielle. We want to know, why is no guy vibing Danielle? She's so pretty in person. Wasn't she beautiful?
Yeah, but she's also being a little stoic and tall, blonde, pretty blonde,
that no one is going after.
Yeah,
she's
adorable. She's the one I go after.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
And she's cool.
You know what? I wonder if it's also because on Nick's season, they played her as a little more quiet or dull. And in real life, she's actually really fun. But maybe people come in with preconceived crushes on people. And I think the girl that was on Nick's season is actually in real life much more fun and cool than that.
Or she's looking at these guys and not really vibing them.
Let's talk about the guys in general that are like, the guys are just hanging with the guys. What was weird was until the rose ceremony, they knew there was 12 guys and 8 girls. They weren't trying at all to get a rose. That
right, because they felt like we did. They felt like they weren't going to get picked, so it's cooler to look like, "Hey, I'm just broing out."
I wasn't playing
that hard.
I don't think Iggy cared. I didn't think. I liked that Diggy stepped up and went after Lacey and gave her a kiss because Diggy's so handsome. He hasn't flirted with anyone, and he finally stepped it up and he planted one on her. We were happy about that.
Right, we were happy.
All right,
about that.
Here we go. We have.
There's nothing to really discuss before the rose ceremony. It was all building up.
That's what we're doing here, because that's all we have is before the rose ceremony.
All right, let's go before the rose ceremony.
Okay, wait, Mom, are you leaving?
I am. It's time for me to turn in.
And what do you have to say to your future bride?
Well, I'm saying tomorrow is a big day.
Yes, it is.
And I want you to know that as your clergy, I intend to be here for you, your entire family, and I know this sounds outrageous, but I would like to be treated with a hint of respect when my duties are done.
And not just fed to mittens.
Not just thrown on the train and
mittens.
Okay, we're done with you.
And mittens have Adam?
Yeah, and have they can't attack me.
Mom, how are mittens doing? Because everybody wants to know about mittens.
Mittens is now in the other room very confused about why she's not with us.
Yeah.
My fault.
But you saw her walk mittens on a leash.
Yes, that was awkward.
Not for me.
No?
No, not for Mittens.
What was it awkward for Mittens?
Actually, you don't walk a cat. The cat walks you.
Right.
The cat goes where it wants.
Does Mittens like her leash?
She does. Because she gets to go outside and hang out. I don't hold the leash. She just wanders around. She plays with the flowers. She eats things. She throws up. She chases a bee. She climbs a tree.
Does she throw up?
Oh, she does periodically, depending on what she finds to eat out there.
What's her favorite toy?
A fishing pole with a catnip fish on the end.
There you go.
Or... A allergic Steve Hyde.
Or a redheaded character actor who's does stand-up comedy and played Banya in Seinfeld.
I'm the new toy.
Will you tell the story about being in Mexico? So he played a character named Banya.
Okay, this is really embarrassing, but I'll tell it. So I was in a Cabo and I was overserved. And I had a couple of drinks and I needed the restroom. Well, of course, in Cabo, they speak Spanish. And I said to the gentleman, excuse me, where's the bathroom? And he said, baño. And I said, oh, yes, well, thank you very much. That was a character I played.
Thank you so much.
And I thought he was complimenting me. And he's just trying to tell me where the bathroom was. So that was
good job, Steve.
Horrible narcissistic moment.
Yes. So we're going to pause it right now. Steve and I are going to finish watching the show. We're going to say goodnight to Jan Ma.
Good night, all. It was a pleasure. Now I know what the podcast is. I'm getting there.
Yeah, well,
better
we
late
do it.
Than never.
But we do it. You mean listening to it. And when you come to LA, you can come to the comic book store and do it in the podcasting booth.
Keep hope alive.
Good night, all.
Am I your most successful child?
I have to make sure the AC's shut.
Yeah, a little hot. Okay, we'll be back in a second, all. Okay, Gemma just left. How great is she?
Are you really going to go into this?
Yeah, just for 20 seconds.
She's the best.
She's the best.
We're burying her husband tomorrow.
I know, and she's doing a bachelor podcast.
How long were they married?
50 years. On a dare.
That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. She's one of the sweetest, and I know I always do my little jokes and stuff, but she's one of the sweetest, kindest, most present beautiful woman I've ever met.
I love her so much.
You should. She is a rose, shall I say?
She's a rose. How cute did she look in her Shop Bandeau pom-pom earrings?
She looked amazing, and I still feel that it was a little alarming when she said, "Don't let him, we still need him."
Oh my God, no, she was trying to, she's going to murder you after this tomorrow.
She will take my life.
No, she goes, "Oh no, he's coming back, we still need him."
We still need him.
Oh no, she's not fucking around, she is still a mogul too, and she is going to,
Right. When she's done selling all of the real estate.
All the real estate. Compton. And she is a mogul.
Right. She's going to rip out my organs and sell those.
And they all know that we're selling. So I'm going to write a book called... Yes, Janma. Oh, thank you. I'm going to write a book on basically on grief and how... I just say, reality TV is really cheering me. So you know that we're going to see Project Runway finale on Thursday.
I didn't want to bring that up. I didn't know if you were putting that out.
Yeah, we are doing that. Yeah. How? And she's so excited.
And she's got a Mizrahi top, right?
So she's wearing her... She bought on QVC. She already owned an Isaac Mizrahi jacket, a little peplum jacket. And she's going to... It's all stars. And Isaac Mizrahi's going to be there. So I'm going to try to get a picture of my mother with Isaac Mizrahi in her QVC Isaac Mizrahi.
This is why she doesn't need me after tomorrow.
No, because you're going to get... And Mittens needs somebody to feed on while we're in New York. What did you say? Big dog got to eat?
Big dog got to eat. And Mittens has got to suck on my blood.
Okay, we'll be right back. And we're back. Okay, we're putting a pause on the Dean Christina D'Lo thing because we know that's
hard to do.
Okay, first of all, how much do we love Alexis? How much do we love Alexis and Jasmine in the pool doing the slap fight like the old men from the Muppets?
Well, what I was going to nail that as though that's just them doing bromance, but guys are nailed for it. But they were funny. Like they were commenting on the experience.
Well, and I think that they were also enjoying, I think they realized maybe one of the cameramen said they could add in the slapping sound effects, so they were enjoying.
And they're having fun with
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they weren't just lifting weights like a bunch of idiots.
And then how much do we love the tag of Alexis crying once fucking D'Lo in her string bikini drops the pizzas in the sand and she's crying. I have felt that way when I'm so fucking hungry.
Let me tell you something. I have felt that way when I've been so drunk where you're like emotional about something that doesn't even exist.
She's crying. I love it.
About Sandy Pizza.
And that Derek ate it and that what's her name? Ding Dong was gonna make out with him and she goes, I didn't sign up for this.
I didn't sign up to watch them kiss with sand in their mouth.
Okay, number two, wait, side note before we get to the major ones. Uh-huh. Danielle and Will's coming up. So when we were in Nashville, I felt, as much as I obviously want to run, like, Wells, well, I adore Wells,
right.
I felt like there was sparks with Wells.
There seemed to be. Now,
Danielle.
That seems like where the show wants to take it.
But they definitely, I felt like, why don't they date? She's so cool. He's adorable.
And also, neither one of them are 24.
No, like, why don't they date? Yeah. They're friends.
Right. So maybe that's where that's going.
Maybe they are dating.
Maybe they are dating. But right now on the show,
I like that.
It's a little amazing to me how few interesting hookups there are.
No, it's a really... I will say this, what's been interesting, I think, aside from just the scandal part of, like, the tarnish on the show, I actually think the week... away with them, or 2 weeks away with the momentum loss, and then they all had that time together in Dallas. It's almost like it took all this sexual tension out because maybe they hooked up. And like when that guy Adam with Raven was like, "We hooked up in Dallas and you were dancing," like I feel like that time where they weren't, the anticipation of getting to meet each other, really,
I completely agree.
I think it took some of the air out of the balloon.
It took some of that initial sexual energy and the mistakes that would have been made.
Yeah, and right? Then the momentum of Christina and Dean.
Right.
He wouldn't have gone to...
Dean's making mistakes
He is making mistakes. But I mean, like, they had a full fucking road trip. Like, they had 2 days together in Mexico.
Seemed like they were physical. He said, we took our... They both made references.
And he went to Kentucky and they drove to Chicago. So it just was like... They all had this weird outside time that no other seasons had.
Yeah.
Side note about how much does the universe not want this show to happen between the monsoon, the show shutting down, and then the fucking presidential election? It's like, why are you keeping me from my favorite show?
Yeah, but maybe, like, the monsoon, like, sometimes weather forces people into small spaces. Sexy. That's a good thing.
I don't feel like it's a great group of guys.
I don't think it's a great group of guys.
It's not a great group of guys.
But the thing is, you don't need a great group of guys. You just need some connections where you're going, what a train wreck this will
be. Yeah, you know what? Evan wasn't an obvious choice as a great guy, and they had, like, the greatest relationship.
Right, but there's just not enough possible train wrecks happening. There's, like, nothing happening, and then... And I'm happy for the one couple.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm not riveted.
Okay, so D-Lo shows up. So what happens? So Christina and Dean... Dean said, he did break up with her before the rose ceremony, and she did choose to keep him.
And that was her decision.
That was her decision.
She has to own that.
She did. And you know what? He said, I don't want to just be...
She has to own that. She still decided. I agree with you there.
So then D-Lo shows up.
Right.
She asks him out.
Wearing almost a shirt.
Literally, she came to win. She came to win.
She came to put him on the glass.
And it's funny, when people are like, oh, when we were younger, it's like, you met me at that age. Yeah. We've met all these people. They are better looking than
anyone. No, they're much better looking.
And we've worked with some of the best looking actors in America.
Absolutely.
And none of them held a candle to any of these fucking contestants.
These are much better looking
than
the best looking actors.
They're so good looking.
Right. So we don't, you know, looks like that at 25.
I'm sure Danielle, when she showed up, because the reaction of the guy was like, "Ooga,
yeah,
it was like
very Warner Brothers reaction.
Sneaky snake, titty tit, titty titty.
That was not even a shirt. Can you imagine how many times they had to stop production when she was like,
no, if some chick showed up. As a girl, I mean, I can clean myself up. I could never tape two, like, ace bandages to my tits and walk down with a sarong and two ace bandages with these floppy Ds flying down.
But what ended up happening was that Dean started playing bold.
That was where he warned us. He said in San Francisco, it was the worst experience of my life, and you're not going to like me after this.
Did he say that?
He said that on stage. You were too drunk. You were in the penalty box.
I got thrown into the penalty box.
I tried to throw you in twice.
The problem was the penalty box right next to the bar.
The penalty box
was the bar.
You were so happy to be there. You were trying to get through there again. So, no, he said on stage, you're not going to like me after this. This was the worst experience.
Okay, but that's him again playing both sides.
I love Madine. That's my mom's future husband.
And I know it's crazy for me. Most of your audience are amazing women, and I'm sitting here arguing against Dean.
You're going to argue against this new widow's and future husband? My mother is going to marry Dean.
What is he doing? He's like sitting by Christina, and then, you know, how can you possibly ignore somebody's half birthday?
The birthday was bad.
And then the look at next week looks like even worse.
What was the look at next week?
Well, the look at next week, like, she's crying, and then the shark tries to come over and console
her. Alexis, that was tonight. Yeah. The shark was
consoling her. No, that was about next week, wasn't it?
The shark was consoling her tonight.
Oh, that was tonight? I thought that was Coming Attractions.
That's because we've been chloroforming you to feed you to Mittens.
It's
tomorrow at 2.
When Mittens feeds on you.
Just breathe into this rag.
All right, well, then I just think he's playing both ends of it.
Mittens has thumbs.
I'm curious how your audience feels about it. Are they just so pro-Dean? Is it just teeth and hair, and it doesn't matter what he does? Yeah. Is that what it is?
Ladies...
Is it just teeth and hair?
Will you email in and
let me know.
You and I know if it's just teeth. Rosepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, let Heitner know.
Is it just teeth and hair? And by the way, we have more Will You Accept This Rose pets that are adopted that I will do next week when I'm not in Rhode Island at a funeral.
I really want to hear. I want to hear if it's just like,
No, and let me tell you this. As a girl...
You don't think he's playing a little
bit? No, I didn't like that. I did not. I thought it was unkind. I thought it was cruel. I feel like the producers clearly got that half cake ready, but he executed it. He could have said no, and it was mean, and it was right in front of her, and it was disrespectful. And I feel like I've been Christina before in that situation. You're watching it happen right... Now, granted...
By the way, guys can be Christina in that situation.
Of course.
I feel like I've been Christina in that situation.
Well, you were married to Christine Brickley.
I certainly was.
So is there anything we're missing? Let's just see. I took so many notes that I haven't even... Okay.
We're having an honest conversation. I think we're not ignoring the elephant in the room. The elephant is Dean.
Yeah.
And how you feel about it?
We didn't talk about Adam and his date with Raven.
What?
My mom couldn't talk about how... She literally had no lady boner for him.
First of all, Raven should be renamed Options because she has nothing... But options.
Yeah, the guys love Raven.
Yeah, I mean,
but you know
really.
What? She doesn't give her cards away. She's not in. I bet Amanda, who was Raven last year, I bet Amanda's jealous that nobody's. She was like the commodity, and like it's like now.
She was a bachelorette.
No, she wasn't. Amanda, the mom?
She was the bachelorette. Or was she the one that won The Bachelor?
Amanda?
Yeah.
She got cut from Ben Higgins. She married the guy who won. She was engaged to the dipshit who won, Josh.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. And now it seems like
she was number four on her season. Once Ben met those kids, he was out because they were crying.
But now it seems like she can't get any attention at all.
Because she sucks and she's boring.
And now she seems like her and the Falcon.
The Falcon. She's got to go Falcon.
Right.
Side note, and I know I said it, Danielle, shout out again for saying the Falcon on. Okay, let's see.
Yes, Danielle. Danielle's cool.
We want more Wells on the show.
Yeah.
Not enough Wells. Steven?
But even if it's not Wells, I mean, wouldn't you want Danielle to find somebody? She's totally cool.
Oh, no. I want Danielle to find somebody. I'm saying Wells as the bartender. I want more funny Wells.
Yeah, a little more Wells. More Wells is always good for me.
Me too. Is there anything you want to say before this first half? So tomorrow night, because I am not a monster.
No.
I'm not forcing my mother or my brother or our clergy to do a podcast the night of my father's
and
funeral.
And you're allowing me to go home to my child.
But I am forcing my childhood best friend who's never seen the franchise before. And she has two small children. She's been catching up on Bachelor in Paradise. Cheryl's coming over.
Really? And you're going to be, she's going to be your partner in
crime?
She's
going to watch tomorrow night. She's funny as shit.
She's great.
She's never watched it. So part two is going to be coming right up, but we are recording this in two segments due to unusual circumstances.
Well, you said doo-doo, and I also...
Father, Reverend Heitner, how dare you point out...
You said doo-doo.
Chaplain Heitner.
And just one more time, I want to hear, ladies, I want to hear your opinion. Are you just defending Dean because he's so pretty?
Yeah.
Or, really, I want to hear your point of view.
But you're still defending Christina. Christina chose to keep him because you want Christina. She chose to keep him. She should have cut him when he was like, I don't want to be with you.
I agree.
Okay.
But after she chose to keep him.
No, he's being a dick. Yeah. He's being a dick.
Right.
My little boyfriend has been a dick.
Yeah.
In conclusion, Stephen.
Yes, dear.
Are you glad to came to Little Compton?
I am adoring Little Compton. It's like... It's not even like a time capsule. It's a planet capsule.
It is. You just got it completely.
And it is a little weird that when I got here, the planets started to realign.
And the mittens has not been fed for weeks.
You're going to feed me to the cat. Get me out of here.
Do you have any final words?
Yes, save me. Get me out of here.
Well, Stephen, you had a good run as Banyos. You had a good run. I love
yes,
it.
Yes. Thank you very much.
And we have your number one fan driving you to the train station named Roswell.
Oh, my God.
And I believe you were on the show, Roswell.
I was on Roswell, and let's hope Roswell doesn't get on me.
All right. Well, we will be back momentarily with part two with my childhood best friend who's never seen a Bachelor show before she Hulu'd this season of Bachelor in Paradise. Let's cheer her thoughts under Mario.
See you next time.
Bye. Part two. Who's ready for another theme song? Are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh,
how ready are you?
Wicked ready.
Are you Randy?
Totally Randy.
Will you accept this disappointing episode of Bachelor in Paradise?
I will not accept this disappointing episode.
Where's Dean? Where did Dean go?
Where did anyone go?
Why are we in a studio audience again with Curly and Evan?
Boring.
So boring. Welcome to part two of a two-parter of Will You Accept This Rose podcast. My name is Arda Marine, and it's a very special Will You Accept This Rose / Will You Accept This Grief podcast episode. The only podcast this summer that is about The Bachelor and grief. My name is Arda Marine. I am the host of this Merry Shit Show, and I have roped in and captured my childhood best friend since fifth grade, 364 days older than me, Miss Cheryl Sherry Tamagini, who's now Tamagini since she got fancy. Hello, Cheryl. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Mercy.
Are you nervous about being here?
I'm so tired. I can't be nervous.
Now, Cheryl, before we get going, this was a big day.
It was a big day.
Our listeners have unfortunately picked the wrong podcast if they are not interested in... Unfortunately...
Well, the show is so boring that maybe our day would be more interesting.
So, unfortunately, you guys have... life took a turn for the weird this summer, and today was Willie Marine's funeral executed... I don't mean to laugh while I say that today, but it's odd to be doing a Bachelor podcast. But you know what?
It is.
There's a lot of odd
things. It's odd.
And you and our guest of the first half was the family clergy, Steve Heitner. Yes. He nailed it.
He did a fantastic job, and Arden's dad had a beautiful memorial service.
Yeah, and at the end, Steve Heitner, who's been flirting with Janet Marine as Steve was leaving, Janet rubbed his belly and said, "I love men," to Steve Heitner.
Yeah, I'm going to just forget that happened.
And then we did. Then you and I and Kate, you and me and Katie, we jumped into the Atlantic Ocean and floated out to sea as Willie would have done and enjoyed that.
We did.
We gave him like a proper Viking goodbye.
Yes, he would have been proud.
We were the only ones in there, and it was pretty gray and nasty day.
It was gray and nasty. I got... a lot of seaweed in my suit and a sea bug.
You know what happened? You were taking a shower after I rubbed you into a funeral. It was a funeral with five people.
To take a shower.
You were with the Marine family, and yes, it was five of us at a funeral, and then we had the memorial where we handed out cans of Tab and soda koozies.
Yes.
With his vanity plate that said CPA2 on it.
Yes.
And then we forced you into the ocean before we forced you to watch The Bachelor. And you were taking a shower after you went in a stormy day.
I took off my bathing suit and I had so much seaweed stuck to my body and in my hair. And then I saw a bug crawling across
the
floor.
How big was the bug?
It was a smallish bug, but it's... nasty.
Are you going to make a t-shirt that says, "I went to a Marine family funeral and all I got was this nasty crabs"?
Nasty sea insect.
I got the sea bug. Well, thank you so much for being here. I don't know what was more painful for you today, going to a funeral or discovering the Bachelor franchise. So Cheryl has just got back from Italy with two small children, and then you're insane. You don't have television, is that correct? You don't watch TV?
I don't. I have Netflix. I don't have a lot of time
to watch TV. Let me ask you a question.
But I have Netflix, so
Let me ask you a question. Do you think you're better than me?
Don't think I'm better than you. I love you so much that I got Hulu a few days ago.
Yeah.
And I started watching The Bachelor for the first time in my life.
Now, you just dove right in. You dove right to Bachelor of Paradise.
I did.
So she watched
one and two.
Now, she tried to watch three, but because it was on Hulu and she was at the
Hulu
funeral,
faced me.
She missed Dean getting wooed by D-Lo.
Yeah.
But we're just going to start right in. So now we're at episode two.
Mm-hmm.
And Christina is feeling vulnerable about Dean. And then we never saw them again.
Yes, and it just disappeared from sight.
Overall, this was such a buzzkill of a show because we were all excited when we were down in Mexico, and then we got dragged. Let's just give 2 minutes to this shit show at the end because it was the least fun part of it. It's like,
yes,
Paradise, we get it. You had a scandal. I don't want to learn about consent and I'm sick of learning. And it's like, we get it.
I think they've been beating that horse for a while.
Like, and we get it. Evan and Carly are in love. Blah, blah, mm-hmm, blah. Like, that's all well and good. Give
the
us...
The ultrasound on live TV was tacky.
It was disgusting. I fast-forwarded through it.
Really tacky.
And then I'm like, give me more... I don't care. Just give me Dean in bathing suits walking back and forth. I don't care. There was a low point today where I was at my wit's end, where we packed up all, I love shrimp cocktail sauce and horseradish, and there was a moment where we took all the extra shrimp cocktail and I packed up like a special, almost like soup-sized container of cocktail sauce,
with extra horseradish.
Extra horseradish, and I got home with all the shrimp in the sea, and somebody had stolen my sauce, and I...
And no one would own up to
nobody
it.
Would. I called three houses looking for the sauce, and then I freaked the fuck out, being like, where the fuck is... I had a shit fit, and we had to send somebody down.
It was
to
like
get...
you were a bride.
I was Bridezilla, but I was like Shrimpzilla. Like, where the fuck is my cocktail sauce? And then so somebody went to go get the shrimp cocktail sauce, and by the time it came back, it was like, forget it. I ate all the Swedish meatballs in Rhode Island. I don't even want the shrimp anymore. I hate you.
Oh.
It was a low. That was where I acted out a little today.
That's all right. You're allowed.
It was kind of a low. You know what? We all, and again, in this is the seven stages of grief where you hang out with bachelors. You feel better. You climb Alex like a carrier monkey, a Reese's monkey.
You sprain your ankle.
You sprain your ankle chasing Dean going, just give me one kiss with your dick. Then you come here, you watch your clergy hit on your mom, you get ready, you go jump into the ocean, and then some motherfucker doesn't give you, steals your cocktail sauce, and you're supposed to roll
your cocktail sauce.
Give me your cocktail sauce. I might need your cocktail, Dean.
Sauce.
Okay, so let's cut to the most interesting parts. I loved seeing Wells and Danielle kiss.
Yes, finally. He did it. He
I like that. I, you know what? If I can't have Wells, I like this combination of Danielle. If I can't have Wells myself, and you know that Wells and I love each other, but if I can't have Wells, I think Danielle is very good. I like that combo.
Yes. Yes.
I felt in Nashville when I hung out with my friends, Danielle and Wells, that there was chemistry there. That was a good kiss.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
You don't know this because you've never seen the show before, but poor Wells got cut after giving a kiss to JoJo. He immediately got cut. He like wouldn't kiss her. He finally kissed her and he got cut. I felt like he redeemed himself with a hot ass kiss tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Danielle seemed... She seemed like she was happy.
I'm going to text her later and be like, what's up with you and Wells? Okay. So now I explained to Cheryl that it's like musical chairs. You got to get a rose. And you, before the whole episode started, you're like, why is nobody picking Diggy? Why is nobody picking Diggy?
He's so cute.
So this new girl shows up and it is Sarah. Sarah shows up and everybody's trying to force my boy Ben Z on her. But I gotta say, and we called Ben, and he said they edited it to look like I talk about my dog a lot. Ben, I'm so sorry to say this. I think you might talk about your dog a lot.
You do kind of talk about the dog a little too much.
You know what? And I love my cats, and I believe I might talk about my cats too much. You talk about your dog a little too much, Ben. Because you're hot as shit in person. So if these girls aren't picking you...
And on TV, very cute.
Yeah, you might be talking about your dog too much. If they're picking the creepy guy with the mannequin over you, you might be talking
about... He's not even cute.
Here's my theory, and I can't even remember. It's such a blur on this week. I feel like this week, this season of Paradise... Aside from the drag of like the whole scandal, I feel like the week in Dallas diffused all the sexual tension that we didn't get to see on camera that would have happened in Mexico. And I'm sorry, as much as I like Raven, you knew what you were getting into when you gave the rose to the guy that probably fucked your friend in a Marriott in Dallas. When you woke up and you saw them spooning, you hung out with them for a day and a half and they were together. That's what you can't force the dog whisperer on her. She wants the mannequin whisperer.
Well, I thought that was all really ambiguous. She said that...
Which one, Raven?
Raven said that the three of them had spent the night together.
You wondered what? Yes. What were you wondering?
Well, it sounded like a threesome to me. And she said that she and Adam had spent a day and a half together. I mean, a day and a half includes a night.
Yeah, it does.
And then when she woke up in the morning, she went downstairs and the two of them were cuddling. So it's like they left the bed and went down to cuddle somewhere else. That's a little awkward.
Who would pick that guy of all those guys for your man sandwich? If you're like, you know what? Yeah. I will have a threesome. Let's do it with the guy with the doll. So it's a foursome. So there was another threesome that happened tonight and it was with Jorge, Diggy, and the biggest drag. I wanted to root for Lacey. I was rooting for her. She had no game. She is such a buzzkill, but she finally got her fucking one-on-one. She got her date card.
Yes, she got her date card after whining about it for so long.
And then she asked Ben Z, who was like, yes, I will go out with you. And she was like, I'm not asking you. And I was like, you're a bitch. Yes. You're a bitch. Yes. Like, you're a cute girl whose personality is such a drag that, but, like, your cuteness, you're such a fun sponge.
And then she went on the date with Diggy and Jorge.
Oh, my God.
Who refused to leave.
Jorge Torres. And we learned, so they go down to the beach, and he was basically like, this is where my parents got at it.
In the rocks.
In the rocks. Much like Carly and Evan, apparently, in Mexico. We got at it in the rocks. And this is where I was made. And then he just stared at them, nodding his head like, right? Are you going to make a baby? Yeah, right? You enjoy your tour? So
when they got there, he said, the beach is ours today. He clearly had no intention of leaving.
I did feel bad for Ding Dong, Lacey, when... Like, and we'll get to the part where the other drag pushed her new friend. What's her name? What's her name? Who's that
Danielle.
Boar?
Who's that boar?
Taylor pushed her friend to go out with, also Dominique to go out with Diggy. I felt bad for Lacey when Diggy told Dominique, I tried to make her feel good, but basically it was like a pity kiss.
Yeah.
Because you know she's watching that and like, she doesn't seem that confident as is.
You think?
And she goes, when she's like, I'm all in on paradise. I want a husband.
Yes. Yeah. That was, it was a little painful. She's been crying a little too much.
Side note, I really enjoyed when Adam said... When he went on his date with Sarah and he called her Rachel, can we admit that was amazing? But none of these girls have game. Sarah said to him, I'm very attracted to you. Would you have asked me on a date? Like, none of them know how to flirt even a little. Not that I know how to flirt.
No.
But none of them know how to flirt a little.
No.
And then, so Dom Dom Lacey is like, this was like, this is so terrible. I'm not on my game today, guys, but I'll be back. I'll be off Grief Island soon.
Neither am I.
I'll be off Grief Island soon. Somebody said it's like a Nicholas Sparks book, but in real life. It's just like, boy. She said, I'm here to get married. I'm super hyper-focused on being in paradise.
Yes. And then after her date, she said nothing could go wrong. And what did she say? It was 11 minutes later.
Oh, my God.
Dominique asked Diggy on a date, and he said yes.
Yeah, so Dominique shows up like a tropical princess. Taylor says, we're best friends. I've never seen Dominique. I do not remember Dominique. And then Taylor said, I don't think she... the drag said, I don't think Taylor particularly enjoys me. And then she said, Taylor's a bitch. Meanwhile, Taylor was being a bitch. She was like in earshot saying, Diggy has no sexual chemistry with anyone. He doesn't like anybody. That he went on the date with her, but he doesn't like her.
Yes.
And he said, I hear he's a very good kissel and sexual. Meanwhile, Lacey's upstairs saying... Nick is mad at me. He wouldn't even say goodbye to me. Paradise sucks. It's like, Nick doesn't even know you were on his season, girl. Like, he doesn't even remember you. So, Taylor, the biggest bitch of all, says, I'm going to go, after she forced her friend to go pick Diggy, she says, I'm going to go talk to Lacey.
Yeah, she's two-faced.
She's so two-faced. What did you think of that?
I thought that Taylor is being super pushy with Dominique, making her ass Diggy, because, I mean, Dominique probably would have arrived at that conclusion by herself, but she really pushed her into it.
Yeah.
And then going and talking to Lacey like she was her best friend. Or like she cared anything about her.
It was so bitchy. Really, yeah, she's totally a fake snake.
She is. She is.
And then so he's on the date. He's talking about Dominique. He says her nose ring is popping. He's feeling her. But then he had the grossest move. Well, he pulled out the strawberry.
Yeah.
And he says, the girl's about to choke. Bite the whole thing. I'm kind of jealous of that strawberry. I was like, is he going to try to teabag her? Like, what is happening? Yeah.
It was icky. It was icky. And then he kissed her. They had been on the date for like 2.5 minutes.
And then they got in the world's dirtiest hot tub.
Yeah, yeah.
I one time...
Or maybe they got some sea bugs.
I went on a hot tub where I actually got hives. I had like full hot... My friends Claire and Olivier, they got a hand-me-down hot tub that somebody got like...
Ew.
Like a used hot tub. And they're like, come soak in our hot tub.
Ew.
And I did. And then I literally had a whole body. There was like some disease in their hand-me-down hot tubs. And it was, I had to take like Benadryl all over it because of their hand-me-down hot tubs.
Hot tubs are nasty.
So then Danielle is like, oh my God, I'm leaving. I'm going to go to Africa to help some kids. She had made a pact with Wells that's like, if I'm not with somebody by the time you're 40.
And then he said, wait, no, should we make it 5 years?
Yes.
And so they agreed on 5 years.
What if Wells and I are together in 6 years? That would be so awkward.
That would be really awkward.
That would be so awkward.
What I found a little bit odd about Danielle's parting was that she... what I find odd in general is that people are super disappointed when the 12 random people that they've been set on the island with don't meet their expectations of the perfect mate.
I know. She said, it's not fair that I didn't meet my husband here.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So overall, you've never seen The Bachelor.
I had never seen
The Bachelor. What did you think last week of... Now, you didn't see D'Lo and Dean, but what did you think of Dean and Christina? What did you...
I thought that they seemed cute and happy together. And then at the end of episode 2, he started pushing her away.
But she was like, you're not snuggling me. And he's like, I am. I'm snuggling you right now. But she's like, but it's not enough. I do think because they had those 2 weeks off, if you've like made out with somebody for 2 days and then you fly to see them and you take a road trip, it's almost like, maybe I shouldn't have eaten the whole thing like I did with the meatballs. Like, I should have waited for the shrimp cocktail
you
sauce.
You should have waited for the cocktail
sauce. I talked about the cocktail sauce from lunch on.
Yeah.
There was no fucking cocktail sauce.
Yeah.
I didn't handle it well.
Yeah, no, you didn't. No,
you offered to make me cocktails.
Dean didn't handle it well either.
What is your overall impression been? Will you continue watching the season?
Oh, absolutely.
You are. Who are you rooting for? Who do you like the best? If you had to make out with one of them, who would you make out with? The dog lover? He's your type. He looks like the guy you lost your virginity to.
Honestly, he doesn't.
He's kind of looks like her.
No, at all.
He's tall and handsome. They were both kind of big, handsome guys.
Yeah, but no. Anywho, I'm not attracted to any of them.
You had to gun to the head. Who are you going to make out with?
Gun to the head.
You like Diggy. Until you saw him What are your thoughts on the...
Girl's gonna choke. Ew.
Yeah, that was like a real buzzkill. Girl's gonna choke is not my opener line I want before my first kiss.
Yeah, for the first date.
Girl's gonna choke is not what I want on the first date.
No.
What do you think of the Falcon's hair?
The Falcon's hair is amazing.
Do you know that his job
I love his jean shorts.
His jorts. His...
Yeah.
He... So he actually has on his Instagram, it's trademarked that he's America's Ken doll. Trademark.
Really? Oh.
Now, we heard rumors.
Angle.
Our producer, Katie, apparently knows somebody who knows somebody who works on the show and is pretty sure that his hair is extensions.
It's something's going on with that hair. He and Donald Trump clearly colluding.
That fucking... The fact that he thinks that looks good is amazing.
Yes, it really is. I really enjoyed his suitcase full of bathing suits, one for each day. And dude, how he selected a bathing suit for his day with Raven.
Could you just discuss his outfit that when he was in studio for that fun ruiner tonight when he was wearing... Oh, what was he... What was that was on that jacket?
It was a pastel pink jacket with, I don't know, some sort of floral pattern. And he was clearly wearing man makeup.
He had a lot of pancake makeup on.
He did.
Like,
he did.
Old school and, Max Factor.
Yeah, and you know, eyeshadow.
Will you walk with me to the room that we get Wi-Fi in and help me pick a tweet of the week?
Absolutely.
Now, Cheryl, you're a dog lover and you're a pet owner. You've been hanging out with Mittens the kittens. Give me a review of Mittens. What do you think of Mittens?
Mittens is fabulous. She's really cute and like a pint-sized kitty.
How big are her thumbs?
Really big, especially in proportion to the actual cat.
Have you seen Janet walk Mittens on a leash?
I've seen the leash on Mittens. I haven't seen Janet outside with her.
Okay, so here we go. And you can't say I'm not dedicated to this podcast. The fact that I'm doing this today.
You're doing this on a day when we buried your dad.
That's, true story.
There's no one's more dedicated.
Thank you so much. But it is my therapy, too. And I'm sorry to subject all of you to this. I'm sorry if I've made any of you uncomfortable through my humanity. Okay.
Well, they could just stop listening.
Maybe they did. They probably did a long time ago. Here's what I want to say. So I do a thing where there's too many shelter pets, particularly in the summer, because a lot of animals get scared of the fireworks and they run away. So the shelters are filled and they euthanize a lot of healthy pets.
I know.
So we have Will You Accept This Rose shelter pets. And if people adopt pets during the time, and I don't want your old fucking pets that you adopted before because I don't have time for this, but I paint terrible portraits of people's pets and we give them shout outs on air. So we have three new pets that have been adopted. Number one, we have this adorable dog. Look at this fucking dog, Cheryl. Look at this girl and her dog. Are you kidding me? Oh,
the dog is so cute.
You know what? We might have given her a shout out last week, but I'm going to do it again. Her name, I might have done it last week, Jessica, and she has a dog. Oh, yeah, we did this last week. Okay,
so we have an adorable little puppy.
Okay, so we have two new shelter pets. We have a lady named Laura Bondank adopted Sadie. She adopted her from the Capital Area Humane Society in Lansing, Michigan, and she's the best. She'd been at the shelter for over 2 months and was the second longest resident dog at the shelter when I got her. She's a big girl weighing 90 pounds, but she's a total sweetheart and just wants to cuddle with everyone. I can't believe no one adopted her before I was able to, but I've got to say I'm pretty happy she's mine. I've attached a few photos, so you have options if you decide to paint us. I adore the podcast. Keep up the good work. Look at that fucking dog.
She's a black lab. She's like a, so cute.
Look at her. How cute is that? So congratulations to Laura and to Sadie. She's so cute. We have another one that came in yesterday from Melanie Cruz. Look at this one. Look at this dog. Are you kidding me? This is from Melanie Cruz. Hi, Will You Accept This Rose Crew. I found the podcast a few weeks ago and basically listened to the last season in that time frame. I've watched this train wreck of a show since the beginning and finally feel like I found my people in your podcast crew. Obsessed. So freaking funny. In this time period, we adopted a pup from the DC Humane Society. We think he's a cockapoo. He's about 2 years old. He was roaming the streets of DC and was matted, so they gave him a fresh summer cut, but we think he will be fluffy someday. His name is Gus, and he is the sweetest, even with his jacked up grill. He's adjusting well to life without other rescue. With our other rescue, a beagle mutt named Finn. Keep doing the Lord's work. Okay, congratulations, Melanie. He is cutie so cute. Pie. So anybody out there, and Katie's dog, and it's on Katie Livy, it's on our podcast page, the dog that she sheltered really, really needs a home because she's having a hard time at the shelter. And so we just want to thank you guys for emailing in. And I also want to give a birthday shout out to Jennifer Mello, our Arden and Friends. I can't tell you how much my roommate Christina and I love your podcast. Watching The Bachelor is one of the only things we still do together, even though we've lived together for 7 years. Hashtag life is hard. We love listening to all your commentary every week and it always makes us laugh. Danielle giving you a Falcon shout out on Bachelor in Paradise was amazing. Arden, I failed hard at checking my email fast enough when you offered to sign the t-shirt I bought Christina for her birthday. So in an effort to make up for it, I'm asking for a quick birthday shout out next week. It's August 25th. I know Christina wishing her happy birthday would make her vagina dance. Even if you can't find, you're still awesome. Happy birthday, Christina.
Happy birthday to you, Christina.
I hope you have a good one. Email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. And we also really appreciate you guys. There's been so many great new ratings on iTunes. If you like us, we subscribe on Facebook. If you like us on iTunes, Big Pimpin' is not it. You and iTunes is what we're looking for. I don't know what's going to Big Pimpin'. Okay, so our ratings and reviews, here we go, are some of the most recent one. We got some new recent reviews. Chompa, chompa, chompa. This is a charming and funny recap of a ridiculous show. Willie Accept This Rose is a real joy to listen to. Also great work encouraging shelter animal adoptions. That's chompa, 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 getting into the bone zone.
Okay.
We have listened 5 stars. I will stop listening to whatever trash I'm listening to see if a new episode of Willie Accept This Rose is on. I try to get everyone I know to listen. No one does, but I try. Well, they're fucking idiots. Thank you, Arnitty.
Thanks for trying.
And then 5 stars. Can't even handle how much I love the show from RPDR fan. I stumbled onto this podcast as a non-Bachelor fan, and now I watch all of the shows. It's so great to hear everyone's joy about the show, and it's hysterical. Absolutely love this podcast. Arden's enthusiasm for the show is contagious. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Oh, sneaky, 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 sneaky.
Who's the sneaky, sneaky snake?
That's me doing Kenny. You missed it last year.
Oh, dang.
Boy, is it rich. It's rich.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then we're going to do, oh shit, Anna's too late. Going now, Anna. Are we going to get a tweet of the week? I might have to just go in myself and just pick 5 rando tweets. Here we go. Here we go. Let's see. All right. I'm just going to pick 5 random tweets. Okay. Number one, Seth Basebone 1. The real fight between Taylor and Derek is over who has to sleep in the Bachelor of Paradise orgy bed wet spot.
Ew,
That's pretty good. That is pretty good. Okay, here's one from Ryan Paulson at R Paulson Photo. I can only imagine the hard on the producer got from the stank on the hangdown combo, realizing nothing had to be bleeped. Okay.
The stank on the hangdown.
So you get to pick your favorite one of these 5. Okay, number 3, Michelle Grabowski says, hashtag Willie Accept This Road podcast, name of tomorrow's episode, stank on your hangdown. That's good. Number, let's see. Here we go. All right. Okay. Boy, here we go. Oh, God. From Seth Vatt at Basebone One, how fitting is it that Gaucho Jorge gets referred to as a therapist before Taylor? That Taylor, she's a professional therapist and she sucks.
Really? Oh, that's interesting.
And number 5, from Caitlin at ALB Ginger, calling Robbie a fan favorite is like Dancing with the Stars calling Rodeo Clown a star. All right, what is going to be your number one favorite?
I think the wet spot.
Okay, we're going to go with Sith Vat at Basebone One. The real fight between Taylor and Derek is over who has to sleep in the Bachelor in Paradise orgy bed wet spot. You guys.
Good catch on that.
Catch on that disgusting. Seth is one of our all-star podcasters. Cheryl, you really took the hit tonight. I know you're exhausted. Is there anything you want to say? This has been a real joy. And my mom and I are going to New York tomorrow to land in the loving arms of Tim Gunn.
Yes.
And Azik Mizrahi.
Yes. It's going to be a big day for you.
It's a big day. I look forward to getting back to my normal life soon. I was going to be on Grief Island until Labor Day. So I think I'll be easing. I'll start packing up my sublet on it after I see Tim Gunn.
Yes.
And we have a very special guest next week in studio, which I can't wait for you guys to hear. Somebody that I really have a connection with. And he's really been
Does he have blue eyes?
I'm hoping. We're trying to get him, but he might be in hiding. Cheryl, all right. Where can people find you? in the house.
Find me in your childhood bed.
All right. Well, you guys, this is Arden Marine reporting from Little Compton, Rhode Island. I'm with Cheryl Tamagini. I think we really stuck our landing.
We did. We didn't comment on Stank on the Hangdown.
I didn't get Stank on the... Oh, yeah, we got to comment on Stank on the Hangdown. And I also didn't comment ever about Amanda the week before saying that she tried to get on Celebrity Tinder.
Oh.
What an idiot. And she got cut. And I didn't comment on the topless flute player at the wedding. You fast-forwarded through that.
Oh, I didn't see the topless flute player.
Yes. That's classy. It wasn't just skin flute player. Okay. What is it? Stank on the Hangdown?
Stank on the Hangdown. That is really a rank.
Would you rather hear, I want to have you choke on the strawberry, or do you want to get a, I'd rather have Stank on the Hangdown than choke on the, I would rather have Stank on the Hangdown than choke.
You really came down a lot of notches with that.
Should the
girl gonna choke?
Girl gonna choke. I think this week's episode should be called Stank on the Hangdown, don't you think?
Ick, yeah.
Well, Cheryl, are you ready to sing it out with me?
Yes.
Will you accept the Stank on the Hangdown?
I won't. Will you accept my dirty strawberry?
I'd rather, do I have to choke on it or can I chew it?
Choke on my dirty strawberry.
Where's the fucking cocktail sauce? Where's the fucking cocktail sauce?
I told you I'd make you cocktail sauce.
I don't want your ketchup and your horseradish.
That's cocktail sauce.
I don't want that cocktail sauce. You better give me my fucking cocktail sauce. Too late. I don't want it anymore. I don't want it anymore.
You're for funeral, Zilla.
I'm funeral, Zilla. Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.